Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a man has died following a crash in Carrigart this morning. The man in his 40s was the sole occupant of a vehicle involved in the crash just before 8 a.m. The funeral has taken place in Creasla of 59-year-old farmer and construction worker Hugh Kelly. He was one of those to die in last week's tragedy in Creasla. Meanwhile, Father John Joe Duffy said today Creasla has become an example of how people can help and support each other at a time of great tragedy. The British Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng is sacked and Mark McSharry could be on his way back to Fianna Fáil. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the fatal crash this morning in Carrigart. A man in his 40s, the sole occupant of the vehicle involved, lost his life. The collision happened just before 8 o'clock. The man's body was brought to Letterkenny University Hospital for a post-mortem examination. Forensic collision investigators carried out a technical examination of the scene. The road is now reopened. Gardaí are urging any witnesses or any road users who may have video or dash cam footage to make that available to them at Milford Garda Station. When it came to doing a job right, no one could do it like Hughie. The words of Father John Joe Duffy, speaking about 59-year-old farmer and construction worker Hugh Kelly, whose funeral mass took place in Creasla this morning. On this day a week ago, Mr. Kelly had brought 5-year-old Shauna Flanagan Garway and her father Robert to the shop so they could buy a birthday cake. They'll both be buried tomorrow. Father John Joe Duffy, during the homily at today's funeral mass for Hugh, said he did the best for those he loved.
Stories have been shared this week of time spent down at the castle, times at Doe Castle, down at the shore and in the fields. Seemingly, when he was young, Hughie was a bit of a daredevil, taking on the high castle wall. With a bike on top of the wall, and of course, you know, Hughie wouldn't take such risks. Hughie could always be relied upon for turning his hand to many a job, whether it was replacing simply a skirting board or hanging a shelf or a picture. He always gave it 100%, taking the time to get it right, making sure he got it perfect, and of course nobody could do it like Hughie. Others we get it done and say it will be grand, but he kept going until it was perfect. And of course, that shows that he wanted to do it the very best for those he was doing it for, out of his love for them. He made a lot of things, a lot of practical things which you, his family, his extended family, his immediate family, his loved ones will cherish for all time. The jewellery box that was brought up as a gift was for his niece, and how special that is.
Father John Joe Duffy there. Well, earlier today on the 9 till noon show, Father John Joe said Creasla has become an example of how people can help and support each other in this time of great tragedy. He's been a central figure in the midst of the Creasla explosion, leading the funeral masses of most of the victims and leading vigils for those who died and remembering the number of people who remain in hospital recovering from injuries. On the show today, Father John Joe told Greg Hughes that for him, the local community has become his family.
I can't but help feel carried by my family, which is this community, the family of which I am one of. And it's just the grief that I am feeling in my heart, the heartbreakedness that I am feeling and the pain that I am feeling is only a reflection of what we are experiencing in the community. And we have been carried by so many people in this county, and this morning is the first morning that I picked up a paper since this happened, and some journalist was saying that Creasla has been helped by Donegal, and Donegal has been helped and cared for by Ireland, and that is so true. And it's just that we are helping each other, and if our little Creasla has become anything, it has become, I suppose, an example of how amidst the greatest of tragedy, and it is the greatest of tragedy, and it's the most painful that it is, in helping each other and praying for each other. And I can feel the power permeating from the prayer, the vigils, the masses, etc., being said all around the world.
Father John Joe Duffy there, speaking on today's 9 till noon show. Well, speaking of the support for Chrysler coming from across the country, €903,000 has now been raised so far as part of the Community Support Fund that was launched earlier this week. It was established to be managed by the Irish Red Cross, with donations being accepted at post offices and Applegreen outlets nationally. This is on top of the GoFundMe page established last weekend, which has now topped €400,000 as of yesterday's. Both funds are being used to support the victims' families and the local community. Other news, and British Prime Minister Liz Truss has announced another U-turn on last month's mini-budget and sacked her Chancellor, Kwasi Kwarteng. Jeremy Hunt has been named the new Chancellor. A proposal to stop corporation tax rising from 19 to 25% was only announced 3 weeks ago. But today, Liz Truss confirmed that's been reversed.
I have therefore decided to keep the increase in corporation tax that was planned by the previous government. This will raise £18 billion per year.
Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue attended an informal meeting of Eurogroup ministers in Washington today. Speaking afterwards, Pascal Donoghue said he and his colleagues look forward to working with Jeremy Hunt, the new Chancellor.
And extending the offer that is always there of continued cooperation and friendship between the United Kingdom and the European Union. And we'll continue to work closely together with the new Chancellor, as we have with all other Chancellors up to this point.
Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal TD Mark McSharry might be on his way back into Fianna Fáil. McSharry left the parliamentary party, describing Micheál Martin's leadership as totalitarian. He was one of the biggest internal critics of Micheál Martin, but could be voted back in at a meeting next Wednesday. The Public Expenditure Minister, Michael McGrath, said he'd like to see Mark McSharry back.
I welcome the readmission of Deputy McSharry to the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party. I think he's somebody who can make a very significant contribution to the party and to the future, and I know he's a very committed and dedicated public servant for the people of his constituency, and I look forward to his readmission into the party and to working with him in the interest of the party and the country in the future.
It emerged today that nearly 20,000 children nationally have been on hospital waiting lists for over a year and a half, 860 of them awaiting outpatient appointments at Letterkenny University Hospital. A total of 2,201 children and 16,942 adults are awaiting outpatient appointments at the hospital, according to latest National Treatment Purchase Fund figures. Minister Stephen Donnelly says the COVID pandemic continues to have an impact on hospital care, but Donegal GP and IMO GP Chair Dr. Dennis McCauley says the reality is this has been an ongoing problem for years.
I think these figures don't surprise general practitioners and doctors generally. This was a situation that was present before COVID. The COVID crisis have made this worse, but it has been representative of underfunding of the hospital-based system for many decades, and we are living with this on a day-to-day basis.
Searches took place in Donegal and three other counties last month as part of a European operation against human trafficking for labour exploitation in the agricultural sector. No offences were detected in the Irish searches, but the Europol operation saw 874 exploited workers identified across Europe. With more detail, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Between the 14th and 21st of September 2022, the European Multidisciplinary Platform Against Criminal Threats coordinated searches in 16 countries. The Irish operation involved Gardaí from the National Immigration Bureau, backed by colleagues from other divisions, personnel from the Workplace Relations Commission and the Revenue Commissioners. The searches took place in Donegal, Cavan, Dublin and Meath, and during the week Gardaí and WRC officials met and spoke with over 35 staff. No human trafficking offences were disclosed. In addition to these searches, Gardaí also delivered a presentation on human trafficking to multiple agencies working in a Dublin-based transit centre. The presentation looks at the recruitment of vulnerable people for exploitation in the agricultural sector and will be delivered in similar premises across Ireland in the near future.
The Environmental Protection Agency has raised concerns that the use of pesticides in Donegal may be impacting water quality. The quality of most of the county's rivers has been found to be moderate to good, but the catchment of Donemoville recorded one of the lowest percentage of satisfactory river water bodies in the country. The latest EPA report is also highlighting concerns that sheep dipping may be contributing to water quality issues. With more detail, here's Tom Douglas.
Concerns about the general decline in water quality and the overall ecological condition of some rivers in County Donegal highlighted a need to increase the number of chemical monitoring stations in the region. Some of the biological assessments indicated moderate or poor to bad quality conditions. A toxic chemical effect was suspected in some cases as the number of macro invertebrate species was so low. The EPA says with Donegal having the largest population of sheep in the country and forestry covering 11% of its land area, it is suspected a possible cause for the decline in river macro invertebrates could be from pesticides from sheep dipping or forestry activity. Widespread detection of cypermethrin was observed particularly in the southwest and the north of Donegal. The EPA has recommended a national cross-agency forum be set up to focus on the appropriate management of spent sheep dip to prevent environmental pollution.
HICWA has identified a number of issues at four residential centres for older people in the county. Unannounced inspections were carried out at Áras Cuidéir, Áras Í Donnell, Bunchrana Community Hospital and Beech Hill Manor Nursing Home earlier this year. With more detail, here's Michaela Clark.
The governance and management of Áras Cuidéir Dairy Beg and fire precautions in place require improvement to provide a safe and effective service to residents. Inspectors also found the financial arrangements did not provide adequate protection for residents from financial abuse. One regulation was inspected at Áras Í Donnell Nursing Home Milford. It was found improvements to infection control are required. Inspectors say there was insufficient staff rostered during the afternoon at Beech Hill Manor Private Nursing Home in Fawn to support residents' needs as residents had to wait for assistance. The centre was found to be non-compliant in fire precautions as access to a fire exit door was blocked by a hoist and a parked car. Issues were also raised around care plans and the layout of some bedrooms. Improvements were required at Bunchrana Community Hospital also in relation to complaints procedures and written policies and procedures. The centre was found to be non-compliant in governance and management. Inspectors say refurbishments are needed at the centre. The inspector found the provider had not taken adequate precautions against the risk of fire and that some residents did not have a comprehensive assessment in place. Issues around residents' rights were highlighted.
More details and links to the full reports on our website, highlandradio.com. A 30-year-old man has been sentenced to 3 years for attempted robbery during an incident in Derry in January of this year. Jonathan Michael Simpson will serve 18 months in custody and the remainder on licence. Derry Crown Court, sitting in Coleraine, was told that on Friday afternoon, January 21st, a woman was sitting in her car when Simpson approached her, opened the driver's side door and ordered her to get out before attempting to pull her from the car. He also punched her and tried to take her mobile phone. She fought him off and he ran from the scene. 15 minutes later, he was arrested in Bishop Street.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
17 and a half minutes past five. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. The race for Europe takes centre stage tonight in the SSE Airtrusty Premier Division. Dundalk start the night in third and they are away to Finn Harps and Ballybuffet, while St Pat's are just a point behind the Lilywhites and they welcome Bohemians to Richmond Park. From a Harps point of view, they're second bottom in the standings, just ahead of UCD on goal difference. Now, with the students not in action this weekend, Harps will be hoping to put some more daylight between themselves and the bottom side. Here's former Finn Harps captain and goalkeeper Gavin Cullen.
Hypothetically, if Harps get 3 points on Friday night, UCD go into that game that week with three games in a week against them teams needing two results out of the three, which they haven't really put together all season. So that would be a huge swing in Harps' favour and a huge mental thing for UCD to overcome in them games. So it would give a bit of a cushion and it would definitely give a big leg up for Harps in the running.
Kick-off time tonight at Finn Park in Ballybuffet is 8 o'clock. Dermot Doherty will be there. We will have live regular updates here on Highland as from the kick-off time. Elsewhere in football, in the League of Ireland Premiership, there's two games tonight. In one of those, the leaders Larne are playing host to third-place Cliftonville, while the other tie is a Belfast derby as Linfield play Glentoran. And the action starts tonight, a wee bit earlier at 7:30, the John Gorey Corn Youth Cup Final. is taking place at the Diamond Park in Bunnygee, or in Ballyar, excuse me. Bunnygee United are playing Milford United in that decider down in Ballyar tonight. Bunnygee, of course, are going for the treble, having already won the league and the Colin Breslin Memorial Cup. Cross channel, Brentford are aiming to bounce back from their 5-1 thrashing at Newcastle when they host Brighton this evening. The West London club are without a win in their last three Premier League games. Brighton have conceded of the joint fewest goals in the top tier so far this season with 9. Donegal's Rachel Darrah bowed out of badminton's Dutch Open today. She lost in the last 16 to a Frederik Lund of Denmark in 3 sets. Rachel won the first 21-13, but lost the next two 21-12, 21-12. The Rafal player took one of the results of the tournament on Thursday when she knocked out the competition's third seed, but she couldn't repeat that performance today, with her attention now turning to the Czech Open, which is next week. In athletics, last year's Boston Marathon winner, Diana Chimti Kipakai, has been provisionally suspended by the Athletics Integrity Unit. The Kenyan has tested positive for a banned substance. Her compatriot, Betty Wilson-Lumpus, has also been suspended for providing false information. Kipakai is the 10th Kenyan athlete to test positive for the banned substance, tramsonolin. Leinster will look to maintain their unbeaten start to the new United Rugby Championship season tonight. Leo Cullen's side are in Galway for a meeting with Connacht. That one kicks off at 7:35. While Robert Bellicoon and David McCann are back in the Ulster team for tomorrow's game away to the Lions, Billy Burns returns at out half to partner John Cooney. In racing, there's an 8-race card at Dundalk this evening. The first of those has just gone to post. Donegal jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall has 7 rides there. And Luke McAteer also has 2 mounts at the Dundalk venue later this evening. In Gaelic Games, the draw for the 2023 Ulster Senior Football Championship will take place tomorrow afternoon, Saturday. Ahead of the draw, Donegal are the only county in the Northern Province without a manager confirmed for next season. Donegal, Tyrone, Fermanagh and Down will not be part of the preliminary round and go straight into the quarter-final part of the draw. Champions Derry could be in the opening tie, and that would require 4 wins on the bounce if they are to retain the Anglo-Celt Cup. The championship is set to get underway in April of next year. The provincial draws will get underway at 4 tomorrow afternoon. And finally, just looking ahead to live Gaelic Games action here in Highland this weekend. The main feature on Saturday Sport tomorrow is the Donegal Senior Football Championship A final between the holders St Unans and Neave Connell at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. It throws in at 2:15 and we'll have full live match commentary here on Highland in association with Highland Motors Mountaintop and Letterkenny. Brendan Kilcoyne and Martin McHugh will be joining me in the commentary position. And then on Sunday, Jeremy Doherty and Gary McDade will be watching the Junior A County Final meeting of Letterkenny Gaels and Cairn Donagh, and that one's due to throw in at the Donagh Park in Letterkenny at 3:30, and we'll also have full live match commentary there brought to you in association with Super Value Cairn Donagh. Shinnie in sport, Bemidge, Arash, Arish, Samara, Ig, Adal, Clug.
Gormag, Oshin, Oxenish, Unlucht, Alev, Ig, Colum, Ferreter.
Shaver, Mahasa, Colum, Ferreter, and Shalin, the Prieve, Skelty. Tasha Fogar, Ig, Run, the Geltic, to come a Jai, Fuingade, Savresh, Na Euro, Anika, and Alta, Kadiha, Erin Jontus, Lehul, Ata, Anika, Le Chile, Geltic, A Hurren Lost, in her foil, the Locked Frastal, Nagalish, Gilligan. Comaile sin ta medu trí arad ar an diontas tosaithe éon uara, cadaithe de chaili a chlarian den cedur fuin scéim na runne ó 10,000 gudí 6,000 euro. Agus a cilian sin go mé ceiste breisia suas le ortgead agus a 20,000 euro carta ar fáil fuin scéim na volamari gilige. Tá ré nua do chuirsaí Gaeilge sa Stát Service fógartha go hafigúil ag run na Gaeilge le hos cion ciricéad fólamóirí chláirithe de théirme an óthair. Tá tóga tógra trénala sa Gaeilge agraithe chuna ceantú go gortar acht na deangathe hafigúile a chuirtha i bhaim sanna omlan maidir le presráitis run na Gaeilge agus Gaeltachta. Chuir an teasta súrópa na Gaeilge sráid scrúdaithe agus Caliachtaí Generalta Comas sa Gaeilge ar fáil agus é seo an céad chóras tástaithe de ceineal dá ólamóirí feasta sa Gaeilge ta sprag archiachta le bointe mar fuin act na gilige. Go me fiha fuin gaed da archi chuig cholachti a pobli in yul sa gilige fuin vlian fiha agus troha le dini a ta skela na changa a liai a lorag da rim si liahan rôl eagsala sa stat service agus sa tervish pobli a linu. Tá sin fógar a chóirile paraiste ceil cethe go mbeidh cead cruinniú eile sácu ar an ortú lead déag do mí dheirmh fóthair ag a thochta clog ag eislann ceil cethe. Agus tá sé fógartha ag teachta níor na gealtachta go mbeidh dhá seisiún phlé do chuid an óram diasporachta an anseachtainse agus an teachtainse thugainn faoin na téimí a chóras idethe sa gealtacht agus oigean na gealtachta agus tá gá eolas faoi sin ag teacht a níor bonc EU. Sin mo thuid se Eli Go Léir, slán agus bannacht.
Go raibh agus colm agus anois an aimsir. And that Aaron are telling us today, it'll be mainly dry and bright this evening. Tonight, a band of heavy showers will spread from the west with a chance of some isolated thunderstorms and hail. It'll become drier again later. Staying breezy, though, with the heavy showers. Lowest overnight temperatures 4 to 6 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, showery and windy. The showers heavy with a chance of thunder, hail and spot flooding. Top temperatures on Saturday, 10 to 12 degrees Celsius. Main stories in brief. A man has died following a crash in Carrigarta this morning. The man in his 40s was the sole occupant of the vehicle involved in the collision just before 8 o'clock. The road has reopened. When it came to doing a job right, nobody could do it like Huey. The words of Father John Joe Duffy speaking about 59-year-old farmer and construction worker Hugh Kelly, whose funeral mass took place in Creasla this morning. On this day a week ago, he had brought 5-year-old Shauna Flanagan Garway and her father Robert to the shop so they could buy a birthday cake. Their funeral takes place tomorrow. And Father John Joe Duffy today told the 9 till noon show that Creasla has become a great example of how people can help and support each other in a time of great tragedy. The British Prime Minister has sacked Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng Jeremy Hunt, his successor, and Mark McSherry could be going back to Fianna Fáil. Next news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 14th of October. The death has taken place of Hugh Doohan, Mean Lara, Gortahork. His remains are reposing at his home with Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral Mass in Christ the King Church, Gortahork, on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director's Facebook page, and on the parish webcam. Family fares only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Anna Devine, née Kelly, 5 Horner Road, Dunamana. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral mass in St Patrick's Church, Killina, Dunamana, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Friends of Altmagavan, Ward 22, care of Mr Brian Moran, Altmagavan Hospital. The death has taken place of Liam O'Donnell, Fawns, Termon. Liam's remains will repose at the residence of Danny Kelly, Curran, Termon, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St. Columbus Church, Termon, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the parish Facebook page. The death has occurred of Ella Gardner, née Hunter, 456 Imlick Villas, Carrigans. Ella will repose at her late residence in Carrigans from 6 o'clock this evening and all day tomorrow. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 to Monerair Presbyterian Church, Carrigans, for 2 o'clock service, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family fares only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Monerair Presbyterian Church, care of any family member, or Kelly's Funeral Director's RFO. The death has occurred of Danny Coyle, Town Parks, Lifford, formerly of Falcarra, reposing at his home in Lifford from 3 o'clock tomorrow, with removal at 5:30 to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, for vigil mass at 6:30. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed at clonleyparish.com. The death has taken place of Rose Scott, Clonca, Cooldaff. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:15 for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Buchan, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place in North Shields of Francis Gribben, son of the late Frank and Sarah Teresa Gribben, née Griffin, formerly of Drumbow, Stranorer, reposing at Quigley's Funeral Home, Strabann, on Sunday afternoon from 5, with removal at 6 o'clock to the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorer. Requiem Mass on Monday morning at 10, with interment afterwards in Drumbow Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The tragic deaths have occurred in Creasla of Robert Garway and his daughter Shona Flanagan Garway, 55 Massenas Cottages, Creasla. Their remains will repose at their home until 10 o'clock this evening. Strictly family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral. The funeral mass will take place in St Michael's Church, Creasla, tomorrow morning at 11, followed by private cremation. Funeral mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. Family flowers only, please. And the death has taken place of John White, Foyle View, St Johnson. Visitors welcome to John's home on Sunday evening from 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Funeral service at his late home on Monday at 12 noon, followed by cremation in Lakeland's crematorium, Cavan. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to St Johnson Presbyterian Church, care of Mr James Fleming, Stedovage, St Johnson. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.